Welcome to Mr. and Mrs. Therapy, the podcast that empowers you to transform life's challenges into opportunities for personal growth and healthier relationships. We're your hosts, Tim and Ruth Olson, licensed marriage and family therapists and trauma experts.
As experienced therapists with backgrounds in addressing trauma and mental health disorders, we believe there is hope and there certainly is healing.
We have spent our lives supporting people through the ups and downs, and we want to share these insights with you. Together, we'll unravel the layers of personal growth, healing from trauma, and building healthy relationships. Each week, we'll bring you engaging conversations, expert insights, and practical strategies to help you heal from the past, foster healthy communication, and develop enduring love.
This podcast is your guide to transforming adversity into triumph, healing wounds and past trauma, gaining wisdom and insight, and creating meaningful, fulfilling connections. So if you're here to heal, to better understand yourself or your relationships, you're in the right place. So sit back, get comfortable,
bring your trauma and your drama,
and let's start healing.
Welcome to Mr. and Mrs. Therapy.
Hey everyone, welcome back to Mr. and Mrs. Therapy podcast. We're so glad that you're here with us today. In the last episode, we started talking about this quote, and it's from the movie Cool Runnings, and it's about the gold medal, right? So if you remember Cool Runnings, it's the Jamaican bobsled team, and they're going out in the Olympics, and John Candy, who's the coach, stops them and says, "Hey, a gold medal is a wonderful thing, but if you're not enough without it, you'll never be enough with it." And so we started talking about that in the last episode, and I actually started to share a little bit of my own story and how impactful that quote had been for me. And the episode actually took a little bit of a turn, and I went into a lot more detail about my story, and really that's what I did. I just kind of shared my story. And so if you haven't already listened to the first episode, this is one of those episodes where I would definitely say go back and listen to that first, and then meet us over here as we jump into today's episode. It really was in my master's program where all of this kind of came together, and this quote came up time and time again for me. And it was almost as if the Lord was saying, like, Ruth, you have to recognize that you are enough, in me and in who I've created you to be. Because I always thought, once I get this gold medal, then people will like me. And so I have the same challenge for you guys. What is your gold medal? What is that thing where you think, once I have this, then I'll be enough? Because I really think this idea that if you're not enough without it, you'll never be enough with it. And there was a lot of years of me trying to make things happen and trying to seek out different doctors and insurance and all these things to get the smile that I wanted, but it always fell flat. And I remember it was actually in one of our classes for the master's program where I was supposed to lead a group, and I used this quote on the gold medal where people began to share what their gold medal was. And I even put that quote on a little mirror and handed it out to everyone in the group. But I realized that really the Holy Spirit was telling me, like, this is for you. You need to work through this. And I was trying to teach it to others, but I hadn't fully worked through it.
And I do think it's funny that you're handing it out in a mirror. It's almost like a subliminal message to yourself, like you should be thinking about yourself, who you see in the mirror when you're saying this.
Oh, for sure. And I was convicted by it because I really did feel like the Lord settled me down and was like, all right, you have to come to terms that you are enough. You are enough in me and who I've created you to be. And honestly, no joke, like once I did that and I came to the point of, if I never am able to correct my smile, if I am never able to get to the place where I want to be, that I will trust that this is who God's created me to be and that I am enough. And not just that I'm enough, but I'm enough in him, and that I'll find my identity and my hope and my joy and my love in him and in who he is. And that changed everything for me, because shortly after that, everything did fall into place. Everything with insurance worked out. We had a team together. We had a jaw surgeon, we had a periodontist, we had the orthodontist, we had the specialty dentist, and we had a general dentist. And one of the dentists actually backed out and said, this is too hard of a case for me. And the orthodontist asked permission to be able to use my case as an example in one of the classes he taught at the university. And it was a long process. It was a couple of years for everything to kind of get into place. And once we started, it was definitely a process. It took, I would say, a couple of years from start to finish. And that included having jaw surgery. And one year, I may have shared this in another episode, but I remember having to go to at least 365 appointments because I had to document it for something. And not that I went to the dentist every single day, but some days I would go to 4 or 5 different appointments. I would drive over to the orthodontist, they'd take something off. Then I'd go to the periodontist, they'd put something on or take a mold. Then I'd go over to the dentist, and then I'd have to go back over to the orthodontist so he could put the brackets or the braces back on. And so it was a lot. And I was fine going to all these appointments. You know, it was just a lot driving around and doing all of this. But it wasn't until my second to last appointment where I started to get really intense anxiety. And like I've shared before, I don't normally have anxiety. But I was having just this anxiety where if Tim would scratch his jeans or I couldn't scratch his back, and I could just feel it all over my body, and it would remind me of the drilling that really happened at so many of my appointments. And I remember thinking, like, why? Why am I having this anxiety? I've been through this. I've been through the drilling and the molding and all of that over the years. Why now? And looking back and kind of processing and talking with Tim, I realized that it was right at that end because I thought, this has been my gold medal for years since I was in middle school. And now I was in my late 20s. And I'm so close to being done with all of it. And looking back, I realized that I felt like, okay, if this is all said and done, and this is what I've been waiting for, and if I get it, and I'm still not enough, what am I going to do? And just a side note, that's where EMDR came in at that time where I was having this intense anxiety. I was so close to being done. And my supervisor at the time actually recommended it for me, and it was incredible. Like, she told me, okay, 3 to 5 sessions and you'll be totally done with all of this. And I'm like, I don't know, this has been years of trauma for me, years of medical trauma, years of all these beliefs in this fear. I think that's dangerous that she's promising it in this amount of time. And sure enough, I think I went to 3 sessions of EMDR and we completed the target. And it resolved the anxiety that I was experiencing and the fears that I was having. And so clearly, because I had such a great experience with EMDR later on when we were married and we were looking for different trainings to do, that's when I was like so passionate with Tim. And I was like, we got to try this. We have to look into this. We got to get trained in this. And it changed the trajectory of our practice and of our family because of that experience. And so going back to it, I was at that second to the last procedure, and these procedures are long. Like, my dentist, who I absolutely love, she would close the office and it would just be me as her patient for, I would say, 8 hours. And she would be working on me along with her assistant. And all the different dentists and doctors worked so well together. And she was finishing up on the final touches. And I am just so incredibly thankful for her. And really the time that she spent with me, and she knew me before I was married, and then all the way through having our kids and seeing all of our kids, except for our last one, because at that point we had moved. But I'm so thankful for her, and I can see just God's hand in all of it and the timing of everything. And everything was completed a week before I left for my wedding. And I look back and I think, man, God's perfect timing. I could not have planned it better. And I remember when she showed me just the final work. And I remember looking in the mirror and just crying. And I was so thankful for the final result, God's perfect timing, and all the people he had put in my path along the way. And I was so thankful for Tim for loving me and seeing me as I was, and then seeing me all the way through to this moment. And I left out a big piece of the story, and I won't necessarily go back into all the details of it, but part of it was the jaw surgery, that my mouth was wired shut for a month. And It really was Tim that took care of me and made soups and smoothies and all those things for me. And he took such good care of me while I was healing from a lot of these different procedures. But then now to be able to stand in front of him on our wedding day and feel so beautiful. And to know that this is how he saw me the whole time. And this is how the Lord saw me the whole time. And looking back, I am so thankful that I didn't get all of this done earlier in life before I really had worked through this idea of if you're not enough without it, you'll never be enough with it. I was able to work through that. And I was able to come to that place of surrender and say, you know what, God, if this never happens, I am still enough in you. And I'm so glad that Tim knew me at that point, because I don't know what I would have thought. I don't know if I had met him later when it was all done, if I would have questioned what he would have thought. But now I know that he knows that part of me that I saw as so flawed, and he loved me anyway. And so when I think about our wedding pictures, there's one picture that I just have the biggest smile ever. And I remember one of my brothers even telling me, like, why are you smiling so big with your teeth? And I thought, because I can, because I have this nail. And that's so funny for me to think of that now, but I can see that picture. I can see that picture in my mind. And that's such a representation of really how happy I was. And it wasn't because I got this gold medal, because like I said, I had come to terms with being enough without it. But because I came to those terms, this gold medal was just such a beautiful resolution for something I had been waiting for so long. And so it's not that the smile is what completed me. It really was all these years of work and all these years of working through this stuff. And this was not our intention when we started this episode today to go into so much detail of my story, but really that's when and how this quote became so important to me. It was in high school when I read that book and I applied it to dating, but then later on in my master's program, when the Lord really laid it on my heart that I needed to wrestle through this and I needed to recognize that this has been my gold medal for years. And it wasn't until I came to that place where I was enough and I knew who I was in him and I was okay. Whether or not I ever got it fixed or got it done, I was okay. And I truly in my heart came to the point where I was like, okay, well, it may never happen and that's okay. And then, like I said, shortly after that, all the different doctors fell into place and it was almost like God was waiting for me to release this and surrender this for him to be able to say, okay, daughter, here you go. Now you're ready.
And I think with this whole experience for you, I do think that there's a lot of hurt and pain that originally came up through it. And I do think if you hadn't worked through all that stuff, I do think that you would have probably end up feeling empty, like you were worried. Like the thing that brought you initially to EMDR was the anxiety or discomfort from all the procedures and all the sounds from the procedures. But ultimately, it was that deeper fear that if I get all this done and I'm still not happy with myself, then all this work was essentially for nothing. So it's working through that idea of this is my gold medal and then realizing like, I don't have to have this gold medal to be happy. I can be happy even if it never happens. But then you got that cherry on top, whereas you were able to work through that pain and that discomfort. And then on top of that, still be able to have the work completed and then have the smile that you wanted since you were in middle school.
And even in me sharing it, it is so different. If you were one of the early people that I had shared it with, my tears were out of pure embarrassment and a deep-seated shame of who I was and almost letting you into this picture and almost knowing without a doubt that it would change how you saw me and that you'd walk away disgusted and seeing me more how I saw myself. Which was not the truth, because everyone that I had shared it with was very gracious and almost felt like, Tim, like, what are you talking about? That's not even that big of a deal. But for me, it was my entire world. It was what I thought about all through middle school, all through high school, every time I ate, every time I looked in the mirror. And now when I share about it and when I have the tears now, it really is from a deep sense of gratitude and a deep sense of, man, like, look at God and look at his perfect timing on things. And look at how Tim loved me, regardless of how I saw myself. And so I'm in a very different place now. And so really surrendering that gold medal and realizing, like, gosh, I want this so bad, but if I never get it, I'm okay. That changed everything. And so when I look back and I just tell the story, it's a very different place of healing for me.
And so if you're out there and you're listening, so this was Ruth's big gold medal, but everybody, I think, has their own gold medal that they're really striving after, that they are really putting a lot of stock or a lot of hope in. But if you're striving after those things because of deficits, when you get them, they're not going to have the payoff that you think they are or that you hope that they're going to have. A lot of times when people achieve their dream, they feel hollow or empty inside. And it's not because their dream was meaningless, but it's because they gave that dream more power than it actually had. They believed it would solve how they felt about themselves. They believed it would be the end of the majority or of all of their problems. But the truth is, those achievements of those gold medals, they don't solve your problems. They can only enhance positive feelings or beliefs that you have about yourself. They will not create those positive beliefs about yourself. So if you're out there and you're listening, you're like, oh yeah, this has totally happened to me where I achieved this dream and it just didn't do anything for me. And then it kind of made me feel hopeless because it's like, how could I ever feel different if this thing that I thought would fix all my problems did almost nothing for me? Or you're out there and you're striving for this dream and you realize, like, oh, I am striving for that dream because I do think it will solve all of these problems. And listening to this episode made you realize, like, actually, you know what? Now that I think about it, it won't. It would be a nice cherry on top if I felt good about myself, but I don't. If you're stuck in either of those places and you want to make sure that you're able to enjoy that gold medal when you finally do achieve it, or you want to even retroactively be able to enjoy that gold medal when after you achieved it, it didn't do as much as you thought it would, we have a link in our description below where you can either set up a consultation call with us where we can talk you through it and help you to understand a little bit more of the process, or you can set up a full appointment where we will just start working right away at removing any of the emotional deficits that you have that are preventing you from really being able to enjoy the achievements that you're striving towards, or really being able to feel the blessing of the achievements you've already accomplished. So as you go through your week this week, just stop and think, what might be my gold medal? And we'd love to hear about it in the Facebook group. All right, guys, thank you so much for listening. And remember, your mind is a powerful thing.
Thank you so much for tuning in to this episode of Mr. and Mrs. Therapy. We hope that you enjoyed today's episode and found it helpful. If so, would you take 30 seconds and share it with a friend? Also, we'd love for you to leave us a review on Apple Podcasts. It lights us up to know that this podcast is helping you.
If you have any questions or a topic you'd like discussed in future episodes, visit our Facebook group. Just click the link in the description below. Although we are mental health providers, this podcast is for informational purposes only and is not intended to provide diagnosis or treatment. If you are struggling with persistent mental health issues, chronic marital issues, or feeling hopeless or suicidal, you are not alone. Help is available. Please seek professional help or call the National Suicide Hotline at 988.
Thank you again for joining us on Mr. and Mrs. Therapy. Remember, there's always hope and there's always help.